There's an exit that I know where time moves slow and the coffee flows like wine. If you're looking for concessions on this road from hell to heaven, there's only one exit that has all that you're missing. Exits 1 through 20, they'll just take your money. Exit in the 30s if you're wanting something dirty. Or exit number 40, Lordy, I could tell you stories. Exit 41, I swear I'm almost done. Oh Lord, come and carry me on through to that sweet exit 42.
On this crazy road that we call life, you may find yourself craving a sandwich. But not just any sandwich. One that is 6 inches or a foot long. One with customizable toppings, fixins, oil, vinegar, sauces. If you're craving that very specific thing, you're gonna wanna eat fresh right here in this location.
Jing-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Hi, welcome to Subway. What can I get you?
Hey, do you guys still have those little round rolls?
Oh, the little ones that you would maybe put like a bologna on?
Yeah, do you know the ones I'm talking about?
Yes. We used to have those like early 2000s, but after we discontinued the kids pack, we don't have that bread anymore, so we just do 6 and 12 inch.
Okay, well, let me get a foot long olive and
olive bread.
No, olive sandwich on bread.
And, okay, what bread would you like? Foot long, what bread?
I'll take an olive sandwich on Italian bread.
Okay, Italian.
You gotta listen up here, buddy.
I'm sorry, I just didn't hear if you said. But yeah, I don't actually do the olives.
Extra vinegar.
You heard my friend pipe up right at the very beginning. He jumped the gun just a little bit, but he does. I do the bread and the cheese and the meat, and he does the olive. So I'm just wondering if you want, you get Italian bread, a foot long,
extra vinegar,
and then I can just send it on down. You don't want any meat or cheese.
Do you do vinegar?
No, he does vinegar.
Okay, then I'm done with you.
Okay, all right, here you go.
All right,
thank
sir,
you. Large just olive.
Okay. Okay, so we'll just take some black.
Can you hear what I was saying to him, or is that divider?
I think I heard the whole thing. Large olive, extra vinegar.
Yep.
And so we'll take I'm assuming you want like a sort of full portion of olives, not just a dusting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an olive sandwich, guy.
Okay, so we'll just kind of cover the bread here in olives. And
do you have any kalamata?
We actually only have these diced black olives. Is that okay?
What are those called?
They're just called black olives.
Okay. I really wish I had Kalamata. You guys ought to talk to corporate about getting a Kalamata olive.
That's a good idea. Having a variety of olives could probably be a good idea. But so I'll just go ahead and cover the bread in olives. And did you want this toasted?
No.
Okay. This is going to be pretty wet. I just want you to know.
Okay, so you remember me.
Huh?
Yeah, I like a wet olive. Yeah,
okay,
that's good.
Okay, all right. So then I'm just going to sort of put some vinegar on here, and then that's it? This is
what
the
do you mean? No, give it another.
More vinegar? Okay.
Give it another. You said I'm going to sort of put some vinegar on here. I'm getting olive and vinegar. I want a lot of both.
Okay, here you go. And there you go.
Why are you so sad right now?
I'm not sad.
What's so hard about this?
There's nothing hard. It's just an odd sandwich is all.
All right, I'm done.
Okay, great.
No, sir. You mean you're done? You're not going to buy it, or?
Yeah, no, I'm done. I didn't like the way I was treated.
Sir.
Thanks for nothing,
sir. Please.
I'll take. I mean, the sandwich is trash. I'll take it.
Sir, it was a little.
I'm done. But if you're not going to do anything with the sandwich, I will take it.
Sir, people do this all the time. We make our sandwich and they say, "No, actually, I don't want it," and then we're going to throw it away. And then we say we're going to throw it away, and then they say, "Well, I'll just take it then if you're going to throw it away."
Okay, this is the guy from the dumpster. This is the guy from Outback. This is the guy from Outback.
I'm not from the dumpster. I was there once. I'm not from it like it's my mother.
All right, it's your city.
So are you going to do anything with that sandwich?
I'm going to ring it up. I'm going to figure out how to ring it
up. You're
going to
pay for it, sir.
I bet you I don't.
You can't have it. You have your cake and eat it too, sir.
I don't want cake. I want an olive sandwich, extra, extra vinegar.
Okay, it's going to be $4.54, sir.
For who?
For you.
I don't want that. Okay, I'm asking, sir, if you have any old sandwiches that people don't want.
We don't,
of course,
sir.
We do. But they're okay, accidents.
I'm fine with that.
No, this is why we put a cage around the dumpster, okay? You're not just going to come in here in a, and I'm sorry to say this, terrible disguise and just get an olive sandwich.
Okay, I'm calling corporate. Goodbye.
Sir.
Cling, cling. Shit. He's walking straight towards the dumpster.
Sorry.
Just not throw it away.
Sorry,
just
you guys were talking. Didn't want to interrupt.
Okay. He's shaking the dumpster. Jesus, he's hurting his hands bad. Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. Hi, sorry, sir. That was just, I apologize about that. Welcome to Subway. How can I help you?
I'll do the usual.
Oh, hey. Hey, George. How's it going today? I'll just go ahead and make it here.
Ups, downs, ins and outs, the whole thing.
Okay. And that's provolone bun? You want provolone bun?
Yeah.
Provolone on the outside?
Yes, yeah, so give me the bun. The usual. Take the bun out, put provolone on.
Sorry.
Put it in the microwave.
I get this so confused sometimes, but you pay top dollar, so we'll of course do it. So here. We toast a roll of
No. I'll do it. Listen. I'll just do that. Okay. You take.
Sorry,
you
take new. Footlong
bun.
I'm new.
Here, look. I'll show you how you do it. You take the footlong bun, cut it like normal, open it up, put it upside down on the tray so that it's toasted side or the outside of the bun on top.
There's that word again. It's not toasted. It is microwave.
Right. But then we put the provolone on the outside of the bun, put it in the microwave for 3 minutes, right? I'm sorry. Is that the amount of time?
180 seconds.
Yeah. It's really crazy and it ruins the sandwich.
All right. And it's a bun, right? It's not a loaf we have here.
He says bun.
No, this is the bun. I'm holding a bun in front of your face. What do you think the bun is for? My health?
Okay, yes. Yes, so microwave his bun he brings in.
He brings in a bun.
Put provolone on the outside.
Outside, and you put it in there for 180 seconds. Okay. Honestly, it's crazy.
So it's like a rubbery grilled cheese.
How are the cookies today? Fresh?
Yeah, we actually just made a batch. Would you like some? You don't normally get them.
Nope.
Okay. But you want us to warm up your dessert that you brought in?
Please, yes, thank you.
Okay, second bun.
Second bun.
And this is the same as the first?
Sprinkle that with powdered sugar.
Okay. God, we don't actually have that. You brought your own powdered sugar, right?
Yeah.
Sir, I don't mean
okay,
this is
cocaine. This is definitely cocaine.
And sir, do you have a kitchen?
I do.
Because we basically just make lunch with your ingredients every time you come in here.
You know, lunch is always better when someone else makes it for you. Wouldn't you agree?
That's true. That is true. John. My name's John. I said my name out loud.
Subway.
Subway, that's the name of the restaurant. That's not my name tag.
Why is it on your name tag?
Did I hear next?
Okay.
Oh, God.
You didn't hear next yet, sir.
Okay, I'll wait my turn.
Yeah. Well, you did hear next, but I think it's because you walked past that MTV show that was working out.
Actually, I'll tell you what. I just got kicked off that thing.
The next bus has got to get out of the parking lot.
Well, I just got kicked off it, so I'm a new guy.
Oh. Yeah.
So, hold on. What were you...
Sorry, I'll wait my turn.
Go ahead. I prefer the social experience here. What's your number, sir?
All right,
sir?
Yeah. Let me get a... You know what? Let me get a foot-long olive.
Okay. I thought that was you. I fucking thought that was you. You're actually getting pretty good
at
these disguises.
What the hell are you talking about?
Sir, we still have the sandwich.
I was not in the disguise. I just got kicked off the next bus. Look at my long hair. I'm a surfer.
Dimebag. Listen, Dimebag. We know it's you.
Large olive?
No.
All right. If you want it, we could just sell it to you. I told you.
A little dividing of the ranks here. One of you said no. One of you said yes.
If you pay me $4.54, you can have the sandwich, and you just have to promise me that you'll leave, and you won't come.
Can I get the last one and this one? Price of one, I get two.
Let us just
trash.
And I'm. Let us just finish with.
You got it,
sir. You want a drink, right?
Yeah. I could use one. But
having a long day, bud.
Oh,
me
my
too.
God, yes, my wife still won't end our divorce.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean get back together,
whatever? Yeah.
So you have a cup here that you brought in?
Yeah, so just crack open this Vaughn's sparkling water and pour it into the cup there.
All right, I opened this can of water and there's a bun in it. There's just bread inside this can.
Okay, a bun popped out like if it was a can of snakes.
Gotcha.
Okay. That was good. That was really good.
I mean,
how did you get a bun to have spring action?
Science. Science testing. You put it. I took the springs off my trampoline. Sorry to my son and his friends. And I put them in the bun.
Those are inverted springs. Those aren't the springs. Those are the ones that like stretch out.
If you buy a good trampoline. I bought one that had boingies on them. All right. So I'll do this real quick so my friend can get his delicious sounding sandwich. Let's scrap this one. I'll do a foot long olive.
Hang on.
Hold on.
Hang on.
Hold on. Yeah. That just fell. That thing just fell down and it was nothing but clothes. Is that you? Was that you the whole time?
What? Oh my God! Where'd this new guy go?
Oh my!
Were you? How were you even doing that?
What was he asking for? He was asking for a large.
Hold on! There was a moment where there was.
That sounds kind
of good.
There
was a moment where there were two obvious people in here. How were you doing it? Were you going back and forth?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going back and forth. Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
Jesus.
Go. All right, nobody move. Go. This is a robbery.
Wait, what?
Jesus. Oh.
Hands up.
You can't stick us up with a bun. Sir.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
You're not going to with that.
Oh, this isn't a bun. It's a gun.
No, I think you're confused.
All he wants is a large olive.
Well, don't blow it.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on. How is? Look, the other one fell down. It was nothing but clothes. Dimebag. How are you doing this?
That's right. Well, that's what you think. I'll take a large olive, extra vinegar, on a bun.
Oh, my God.
All right, fellas. This is the police. We just got a call of a robbery in here.
Yeah.
Okay, the police are outside, obviously. They're calling in from their squad car over the speaker. Yes. Yes.
All right.
Can you come in, please?
Everything will be okay. We just need you all to safely come inside, outside with your hands up. And leave the door unlocked and the cover off a couple of the items.
Hang on.
Oh,
what
are the items?
Which items?
1 foot of bread.
God, I hope it's not what I think.
And everything but the olives. Leave the covers off. Keep the
cover
on the olives so they don't
go
bad.
The cop car just turned into a pile of clothes.
Damn it. He does it too fast.
Dimebag, how are you doing this?
Just make the sandwich.
I'm willing
just,
to make the sandwich.
It's a simple foot-long olive extra vin.
All right, make it. Here's the Italian bread.
It's here. $4.54, sir.
Okay, I'm done. But I have an order that my friend wanted me to put in for.
Okay.
Can I do that? That'll be a to-go, and I'll pay for that. I have a money envelope. It's got the cash right here.
Can I see?
So she's going to want a bun with provolone on the outside.
Who's the real one? Is it Provolone Man or Dimebag that's the real one? Hold on.
I'm falling apart.
I'm turning into a pile of clothes.
What? Hey, wait. You work here. You've been here. Wait.
You should have just made the sandwich, little punk.
Wait, hang on. No, no, no.
All it was 24 ounces of olives and 24 ounces of vinegar, and you'd have gotten out of this without everybody turning to clothes.
Please, sir, please, calm down, please. Listen, you can have all the olives, you can have all the bread, okay? Just please don't turn me.
I don't want the bread anymore.
Yes, you do.
I want you to turn to clothes.
No, please, anything but clothes.
Oh, anything?
Yeah, please, don't turn me into clothes.
Large olives. Foot long. Untoasted. Wet.
I'm a foot long olive. Extra vin. I'm a sandwich.
My name's Alex, and I'm here on Next to find the perfect man who likes the exact kind of sandwich that I like. I'm 22, I go to UC Santa Barbara, and I love Pomeranians. Let's see who shows up on the bus today.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I'm a 64-year-old man, and I love olive sandwiches. That's the only fact about me.
Wow. It's my dad, but I'm not going to next him.
Thanks, hon.
I feel too guilty to next my dad, what so are I'm going to go on a date with
honey, what are you watching in here?
Nothing. Nothing. I'm not watching anything.
What is this? Is that a son? Is that a father? You zipping up your pants?
No. I'm not wearing pants.
Hut, are you watching? Is that a father and son going on a date? What is this? Turn it up. Turn it up.
Share this sandwich all day, baby.
Whoa. Like Lady and the Tramp, but it's me and my dad eating an olive sandwich.
Okay, turn it down. Turn it down again. What is this? They said it immediately. They were father and son.
It was labeled different in the catalog.
What catalog?
Your PPV has ended. To continue, deposit $10 more.
Deposit? Is this a cha-ching? Honey, what? You paying the TV cash in a little thing?
I'll tell you what, there's enough vinegar on this bad boy for me.
Well, not me, so we'll have to add more vinegar and then kiss some more while we eat the sandwich.
Honey.
Oh, you know what? Next.
Nexted by my dad, who I didn't next.
Honey, what are the rules of this show?
It's next, but it's just weirder.
Hi, welcome back to Parental Control, where one person goes on a date while their parents watch what happens. Hi, my name's Alex, and I'm going to go on a date with a 64-year-old man that I think is my dad.
Honey, we're not watching this, too. Why did you put $10 more in? Stop going through my wallet.
I have it auto pay. I have it on auto pay. I don't know how to stop it.
Hey. So, oh, honey.
Hey, Dad. Where'd you want to go to dinner?
Jesus.
What do you think?
Well, let me check with my dad in my ear.
Take him to Subway.
Oh, my. What the?
Yeah, hi. We'll take a large. You want a large olive? We'll take a large olive extra vin, one wheat.
What?
An herb and cheese. The wheat
are these
less
the stars of every MTV show? Honey, turn on TRL.
Turn on TRL. Honey, that's the whole thing. TRL's just going to be these same people.
No, it's not. Turn it on.
It's on. Look, here, it's on.
And coming in at number three, that was Blink-182 with All the Small Things. We've got that weird...
It's a large olive baby. That's all it is. It's a large olive baby. I don't want kids.
They're also Blink-182 now? Honey.
Listen, babe. I literally can't explain it. This is just what gets me turned on.
And you got your pants off and you're jerking it to this? Wow.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Dad Eats a Sandwich with His Son, and then they kiss.
Meow, 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 meow. Large olive.
Okay, turn this off.
Hey there, thank you for listening to Exit 42. Big Grande just wants to thank Casey Trela for the theme song and David Blaze for the logo. If you want to stay up to date on all things Big Grande, make sure to go to our Twitter at Big Grande Tweets and go back to the website where you found this show, biggrandewebsite.com. We'll be putting all our new podcasts, video content. We've got merch on there, so keep an eye on that. And thank you for supporting us. Bye-bye.